Blonde Talk.
I'm here with Reagan Truex, a performance artist, and I want to know, why is sloughing 28 days?
That's an excellent question, Rebecca. Sloughing is choreographed to highlight specifically the ability of the female body to sustain, endure, and resist, not only for a day or two, but for a significant amount of time. Something that in our current political climate is incredibly important to remember. We sustain, we endure, we resist every single day.
I want to get involved in sloughing, but I'm pregnant. How can I still participate?
Well, if you want to join the action and you identify as a nasty woman who's menopausal, pregnant, never had a period, somewhere along the very fluid gender spectrum, you can still volunteer to come and learn the choreography, be a greeter, be a support for the women who are going to free bleed in the live moment. Everyone is welcome as long as you are standing up for women's reproductive rights and equal access to health care for all.
And is there a costume for this? Sometimes when people think of performance art, they think it's going to be nude. How does that work with this piece?
The piece is open for all to participate, and everyone will enter and learn the choreography in a safe and supportive way. There is no nudity required. You will be provided with a button-down, long blue-collar t-shirt because we're highly aware that the loss of health care, affordable health care, affects the working poor and the poor. And so we're kind of putting on our blue collars and having these long shirts that go down to our knees. So you're covered and it's a supportive environment. And when you're assigned your space where you'll bleed, then it's up to you if you want to take off your underpants or not. And that kind of begins the piece. And it gives everyone who will be in a costume a little bit of their own individuality by, displaying their underwear or not displaying their underwear and, having the couple blood stains on it that happened when you started to go from the bathroom to your spot where you're bleeding in the performance. So, or choosing to leave your underwear on while you bleed.
So there are options. Not nude piece.
There are options. It's not a nude piece. It's meant to empower us and allow us to sustain an act that is quite, when I have my period, this is not a easy process. My body goes through kind of its own little earthquakey dance every month. So we understand that. We understand that women will have a wide range of experiences as they're trying to kind of stand together and perform this act. And you'll be walked through all of the ways that you can participate, and you don't have to be naked. You should always feel supported. And there will be bleeders from my team always there helping you hold the space, helping you enter into the collective action, and helping all of us resist together.
I don't think anyone's done this before. I think this might be a groundbreaking idea, and that's probably why when people hear the idea, the first reaction is, oh, hells no, I'm not doing that. Mm. But then when they think about it a little more and realize how powerful this action is and how having a visceral and visual act like this will be, I think they realize the personal benefits that they'll get out of it by accepting this challenge. Do you have thoughts on that, or can you talk more about why a woman should sign up to bleed?
Mm-hmm. I think from very early on in all cultures, women are conditioned to believe that our period is something that needs to be hidden. It's something that we need to be ashamed of. Even if you grow up in the most open family where, you you have a really easy transition into suddenly like bleeding every month. As soon as you go into public, you know, you see women passing each other tampons secretly, or, oh my God, I leaked through my jeans, and trying to cover up this spot that is a natural part of our body and of life. And that, of course, that reaction is natural of, oh my God, I'm going to do that in public, and I'm going to stand and like just let this blood run down my legs when I'm used to catching it in these products all the time that we're still taxed to use. So, you know, what if we just say no?
Hmm.
What if we say, this is going to run down my legs, and just hold that for a moment together? I think that even women who maybe just show up because they're curious might be there and watching and witnessing and helping hold the space, and they might want to cross that threshold to participate. And that's the thing, is you're participating just by coming. You're participating by showing up. But if you want to then take the next step to saying, like, I'm not ashamed of my body. My uterus is under attack. This material is the very thing that people are trying to control. So let me stand here and just let it run fucking wild for an hour. You know, it's not for all time, but just for an hour, I think there can be a lot of empowerment that happens in taking that step for all of us. And, you know, even women who I thought would be the most excited about it, who, you know, my friends who are artists, who I see get naked all the time in their performances, you know, have said, oh, I take the pill where I don't bleed, or, oh, I haven't had a period, or, oh, I don't identify with this. But then once we start to talk about, well, what is the whole cycle that your body is going through all of the time? And what are the different ways that you have used services at Planned Parenthood, or you have benefited from some kind of effective reproductive health care or some kind of hormonal treatment? Then when we start getting further and further into it, it's like, oh, yeah, this does touch me and affect me and matter to my life.